He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and 100% in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 549. Interesting show for you today. I have two gadgets for you. One we'll start the show right off with, and the second one will be towards the end. It's actually an app. And it's pretty clever and it's pretty cool. So stay tuned for that, of course. Remember that you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And of course, I will answer all your email. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. All right, let's get into it. Some cool stuff today for sure. Some interesting apps and a really cool gadget, very versatile. Have you ever found yourself in a situation where you want to record a long period of time? Maybe you're taking a bunch of photographs and you have like a ton of them that you want to record. And maybe you're doing some video and you're going to record, an hour or a family outing where you're just going to leave the camera on record. Well, as you know, a lot of these devices have internal memories. Cameras, for example, your digital cameras all today use SD cards, and typically you'll use a 256 gigabyte or a 512 megabyte card. These are going to run out of space after a while, so the best thing to do is to use a solid state hard drive. And we talked about a cool one last week. This week I'm not going to talk about hard drives. I'm going to show you one, but this is a device that lets you tap on or attach an external drive to your digital camera, movie camera, DSLR, pretty much whatever you're using, in lieu of the card or in addition to the card, the SD card that you may be using in your device. What am I talking about? Okay, let's take a quick peek here at what we're doing. Oh, yes, of course, here's our Gadget Professor page, thegadgetprofessor.com. I mentioned we're on 549. If you want to subscribe to the show notes that come out immediately after the show, you can scroll down here and you'll see newsletter. If you click on this newsletter, I'll move out of the way right there, put in your email address, you will get the newsletter. Okay, this is what we're talking about. Very clever and very inexpensive device. This saves me hours. Really cool device. I really like it. Well made, inexpensive, and cool. Now, this is called the Oyen Digital Link USB C to SSD Solid State Drive, SSD, Camera Dock Drive. This is extremely well made device. And basically, it's a mechanical steel-made unit that's going to hold in a portable SSD drive. Any 2.5-inch drive may work. If you have a 1 terabyte or a 500 gig or a 2 terabyte, whatever it may be, it slides in the slot. We'll take a close-up of this in 1 second. This sells for $49. You can order it directly from their site, or as I'll show you in a second, you can order this on Amazon. Now, the overview is this will allow you to record raw video stream captured by a USB-C equipped camera directly into 2.5-inch SSD solid-state drive using this device. This is really cool because it has 1/4-20 threaded mounts, and it actually comes with a couple for you. And if you're using any type of a cage or a stand, which are readily available, this device will very lightly and quickly screw into the camera, and away you go. We'll take a close-up at it in 1 second. What I'm going to do now is actually run the video, but before we do that, here's the device, and you'll see this rubber lid right there. That rubber lid only goes on when the hard drive, which is right there, is not inserted into the device itself, because It will protect the device from dirt. When the drive is in the device, yeah, you can get water, dirt, all kinds of things. So you may want to put a flap on that. I've never run into that situation, so I just run it exactly as it is. And on the top, you can see the holes. We'll take a close-up of the device, and also on the backside. So there it is, and let's take a quick peek at the video, and that will give you kind of an overview as to what this device actually does and what it's used for. We saw what the device does, and here it is on Amazon, $45.92. Again, very well made. You can see that it gets 4 stars out of 5. Only 7 people have rated it, because there's probably only 7 people, me included, that use this device. But I'll tell you, if you're looking for a quick solution, I don't know of anything better than that. So let's take a close-up now of the actual device. Here we are, again, oxygen, Oyen, it sounds like a Hebrew word, Oyen. Oyen digital enclosure, of course, 2.5 inch SATA to USB-C. This is Thunderbolt, aluminum construction. I think I said steel. I retract that. It's aluminum construction, compatible with pretty much any 2.5 SATA drive. This is a USB-C, so it's 10 gigabytes interface, which means it's very, very fast, and it has a 3-year warranty. The way this is made, it will last forever. So let's open it up, and inside we have the device itself, and of course we have some cables, some hardware here, which I'll show you, and a couple booklets. So let's put that to the side. This basically shows you how to use it, how to install it, and we'll show you that right up front. Pretty simple, even I understand it, so we'll put that there. You get 2 cords. One is a USB-C, like Thunderbolt, to standard USB 3. Again, USB 3, not USB 2. And you get a longer cable that's USB to USB-C. This is actually your Thunderbolt cable. This is what I would recommend. And most of your cameras today do use this C port in any event. So here's the actual device. Very nicely constructed, as you can see. Right here, I'll call your attention to the 3 threaded slots on this side, and also 3 on this side. So you can use these slots for pretty much anything you want. And how do you do that? Well, this actually comes in the package here. You get one or two. Actually, you get one. And you can buy these pretty cheap anywhere. Here you see the tension bolt, and this will lock in the angle that with which you want it. This basically will screw into any one of these slots here that you want. And now you're able to screw this device into any place on your rig, or get a bracket that will allow you to connect that too. So that's pretty straightforward. I like this locking mechanism here because, as you can see, it rotates. If you screw this down tight, like that, it's not going to move at all. So that's handy. Now here's where the magic comes in. As I mentioned before, there's a rubber protector covering here. This just lifts off. And now you're going to take a standard SSD drive. This happens to be 1 terabyte. It really doesn't matter. And you can see the slots at this end. I don't know if you can see inside here, maybe a little, but essentially you are just going to match this up, and it just slides in here like so. It snaps in. It's not going to fall out. And pretty much that is it. This cap does not work, obviously, because it sticks out, and it's supposed to. And now you're going to have this drive mounted onto your camera or whatever you want it mounted on, and the cord will actually plug in here, And if you need a longer cord, that's okay. This is great for time-lapse photography or any type of recording that's going to be going for a while. The thing that's beautiful about this is when you pull this out, you just pop it into your computer, your laptop, whatever you want through the cord, and you got a terabyte or 2 terabytes or whatever the capacity is. Very, very, very nice, very clever, and extremely well-made. You'll notice two little taps here, one on this side and one on this side. They're not switches or anything. They're just pins to essentially hold this in place so that it doesn't go further than it needs to. So very nicely made, and I highly recommend it. And obviously, when you're done, you just pull this out and away you go. Super, super device. So there you have it. I can't recommend this enough. I really like it for $45. It solves a lot of problems for me, and it's totally portable, and it's very well made, as I said a million times. So again, you may not have a need for this now, but keep it in the back of your head. It's a very cool gadget. Okay, let's move on, and let's put our little handy dandy stand down there. There you go. Okay, let's move on to some apps of the day. We have some cool ones here for you for sure. This first one is Safety Photo and Video Pro. Right now, this app is free. I think the next 4 or 5 usually cost $5, $6, $7. Right now, these are free. This one is designed for your iPad. What it's going to do is allow you to lock whatever folder or photos you want. So it's basically a combination lock, a digital combination lock that works quite well. Safety Photo and Video lets you keep your most private images and videos private. This app lets you passcode protect your most sensitive media from prying eyes, so that they'll never see anything that you don't want them to see. But of course, you have nothing on your phone that anybody can't see. You can even upload new pictures and videos from your PC via the web browser right to this particular software, and works quite well. You can create an album if you so desire, but it's a very cool way of keeping your things private. And also, you know, if your kids are fooling around with your phone, you don't want to lose your photographs or your videos because they're playing with it. So, you know, that's pretty much what I like to use it for. My grandkids borrow my phone all the time. And one of my grandsons, I don't know how he did it. He's only 4, but he put some kind of a game on there, and it's charging me $4 a month. I don't know what the game is or how to get it off because I don't know the name of the game, but I know I get a bill from some crazy company. But anyway, that's for another day, for another time. All right, let's take a look at some more apps. This app is definitely for the kids. If you want to fool around with this, be my guest. This is called Epic 2 Pro Monster Camera. You got to have this. Yeah, you got to have this. It's going to take all kinds of ghoulish pictures. Actually, you're going to take the picture, and then you're going to overlay a pictorial of this on it, and you're going to get all kinds of crazy monsters. This is the second generation. It's free right now. It's the most funny application you could possibly imagine. It has all kinds of special effects and spooky scenes, and you just click a button, and if you don't like what you see, you can click another one. So as you can see, there's all kinds of creative, fun, crazy stuff there, and I think you'll enjoy that. Of course, you can pay more and get more pictures, if you will. I think you'll be very happy with with what's supplied without paying more for it. All right. Our next app is called Story Video Maker by LOOP, LOOP. This is designed primarily for the iPad. This is a nice app. When you use Instagram or Snapchat, you get all kinds of story size templates that come with this. And if you've ever wanted to create literally a professional level animation and add video to it or help promote a particular product or brand, this is a great app. It's free. It's easy. You don't need any experience. And it's going to allow you to turn your ideas or your creations into animations. And they're pretty cool. And I got to tell you, it looks like you're a pro when you use this. It takes just seconds. There's no learning curve. Basically, you're going to start by adding 1 to 6 images and the text you'd like to show. You can even add intro and outro logos because it all comes with this. It's all templated and it's free. You can edit the text, the profile with limited customization, color shading, fonts, and more. Very robust app. You can actually add music to this, and then you click a button and you watch it animate. This is a lot of fun to fool around with. And you know what? Once you use this, you'll always come back to use it because it allows you to be really creative. And the free version of this will pretty much do everything you want. If you're really heavy duty into animation, obviously there's going to be in-app offers that you can purchase to enhance the software further. Again, what comes with this is very plentiful, and I think you'll be very happy with that. Okay. Our next app, again, for the iPhone, iOS operating system, I use this particular app. It's called AdBlock Max. The main reason I use this is not only to block the ads and the trackers and all that garbage stuff. This runs in the background. It takes very little space. It's free. However, I like it because right here, it's going to block YouTube ads. Man, those ads drive me out of my skull. I hate them. I get it. You got to have ads to make money. I get it. But, you know, I'm almost at a point where I'd pay not to have the ads. Almost. I'm not going to pay to stop the ads. But I like this because it stops the ads for me. AdBlock Max is the iOS Safari ad blocker extension helping you block ads, third-party trackers, and YouTube. It supports Safari and iOS 15. With one click, it works anytime without anything else. You click it, and that's the end of it. It runs. Spend 10 seconds, turn on all your AdBlock Max content blockers so you can selectively choose what you want to block, and they all come up. And that's pretty much it. Works real well. 4.1 stars out of 5. So it's free. I don't know why you wouldn't want to use this unless you like the ads, and then you wouldn't want it. All right. This next app is for the Android folks out there. This is available for free on your Google Play Store, and this is called Resilio Sync. I do use this frequently. This is probably pound for pound the easiest piece of software out there for the Android operating system that will allow you to transfer any files from your phone, from your smartphone, your Android phone, to your PC or to your Mac and back and forth. It's free. It works real well. You can sync all your files. You can send any file from one device to the other. There's no storage limits, and this thing works really, really well. I highly recommend this. You'll find a bazillion uses for it. You can also send the files that are on your Android phone up to the cloud. You just put the address of the cloud that you have or that you want to send it to, Dropbox, any of those, and boom, they go up there. So very nice transfer app. Love it, love it, love it. And now for my last app, this is a very clever app. I got to tell you, it's called ScanStick. And again, you know, if you're trying to learn the English language, don't try to spell this because I went to Google it and I spelled scan stick just like you would spell it. But of course, this is a K instead of a C, S-K-A-N-S-T-I-C-K. What this is essentially is a scanning app, and the app is totally free. There's no charge for that. Let me back up here a little bit. Scan app is a hands-free PDF book scanner. Let me tell you, this is really cool. I hooked this up and my jaw dropped. So I'm going to run a video in, actually, let's run the video now and then we'll talk about it.
What if your selfie stick and smartphone could do more than just take pictures? And what if scanning your handwritten notes and sketches was as easy as flipping the pages naturally, while saving everything into the cloud organized the way you want? Introducing the ScanStick and its augmented reality app. Let's see how it works. Adjust the cropping frame on the screen and drag and position the cloud and capture buttons outside of it. Now, enjoy the ease of simply tapping the desk below, as if you were tapping the phone. Turn the page and tap the desk. It's just that simple. The images can remain on your smartphone or be sent as JPEG or PDF files into the cloud. If the document has large margins, create Kindle-friendly PDF file by automatically cropping the margins from all sides of the page. The Kindle's built-in scaling will make the text appear larger and easier to read. For the Kindle Paperwhite reader, increase contrast by selecting the black and white conversion instead of color or grayscale options. stapled documents can be scanned without removing the staples. Simply hold the document near the staple outside of the cropping frame with one hand and use the other hand to hold it in place while flipping pages. And tap the desk as usual. Enjoy the ease of scanning folded receipts and even add voice remarks to make it easier to track expenses later. Hold your fingers under the microphone button while recording.
Vacuum pump reducer.
And then move them away.
Vacuum pump reducer.
To listen to the playback. Re-record remarks as many times as you want. Only the last recording is sent with the scanned receipt. In tight places such as cars, use the audio cable included with ScanStick or any headphones with a media button, instead of the capture and cloud buttons. When scanning magazine articles or notes and sketches from your notebook, quickly exclude the left or right page by tapping the page mode button on the screen. Enjoy the freedom of working from anywhere by using the fast, portable, and versatile ScanStick.
Here's a ScanStick TB Smart Mini Stick Scanner with an EVA travel case. $38. If you're going to do a lot of scanning, this is the actual device, the tripod that we just saw in the video. Not bad for $38. However, in all fairness to the company, they show you how to make a scan stick, if you will, for free. And it's pretty simple. And as I said, if you have any type of stick, selfie stick that has a tripod on it, it's very easy to adapt it to get to work using this ScanStick app. Really nice app. You use it once, I guarantee you, you'll be using this forever. And it's free right now. So, you know, how can you go wrong with that? It's 100% free at the moment. And I think you're going to love this app. It's really, really nice. Now, this one that I'm showing you, as I said, is for the Android operating system. And you're going to say, I have an iPhone. Well, no problem. The one that's the most compatible or similar to that is this one called SwiftScan Document Scanner. And again, this is free too, and you can use whatever stick you want. You can use the same stick. It doesn't matter. But essentially, you're holding the smartphone in place and aiming it down at the documents. And this does just as good a job, I have to tell you. It's called SwiftScan Document Scanner. This will scan QCR codes, and also it will do a great job turning these scans into PDFs. I don't know what could be better. SwiftScan is the best mobile scanner app for documents and QR codes. Create free, high-quality PDFs or JPEG scans with just a tap. Send your files via email, as a fax, or whatever you want. You can upload them to the cloud, to Dropbox, yada-da-da-da-da, Evernote, and there you go. Wow, it works so well. I don't know why you wouldn't use it. Again, this stuff is free, and you can even make your own silly stick there if you want. So that, folks, is going to wrap it up today for the Gadget Professor. I hope you enjoyed today's show. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.